I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Paoli Fest, August 9th and 10th, takes place at the J.C. Park there in Paoli. Features music, the arts, food. Gates open at 5 on Friday, 11 in the morning on Saturday. And our guest is the executive director, Jordana Greenberg. Tell us a little bit about your career in Paoli.
Oh, well, I would, I don't know if career is necessarily the word I would use, but I grew up there. My family moved from Canada to Paoli, Indiana, when I was 8 years old. And in recent years, I've had the great pleasure of being able to become, I think, even more connected to the community than I have ever been through Paoli Fest and through a bunch of different artistic events that I've been involved with there.
The list of performers at the Paoli Fest is staggering, frankly, with the variety and the expertise that obviously the people choosing the groups and the groups themselves are displaying. Our guest is Jordana Greenberg, who also is the violinist for the ensemble Harpeth Rising.
Paoli Fest marks a pretty important moment for Harpeth Rising. We have decided that it's going to be our last tour date for the foreseeable future. Paoli Fest is going to be a very emotional, exciting evening for us.
At the same time, there's also an art and a food fest. I'm kind of curious about the arts aspects.
Yeah, the visual art portion is going to be pretty spectacular this year, and that is largely thanks to our director of visual art, Kara Schmidt, who is also a Paoli native and somebody who's been very steeped in that world for many years. And she has curated this amazing lineup of arts and crafts and demos and workshops, and I think people are going to not find themselves at a loss for what to do if they come to the festival.
In addition to the music on the stages and the arts of opportunities, there's also quite a bit of food involved at the Paoli Fest.
Yes, because what is an event without great food? I think that food is the thing that it's the exclamation point on any good festival. And we really wanted to provide a lot of different options and some things that are very sort of that represent maybe the food culture of the area and are comforting, and then some things that are exciting and new. And most importantly, a lot of cold refreshments, because this does take place the second weekend in August. So it'll probably be a little hot, but we have a lot of to combat that, like popsicles.
Sounds like a good thing to combat the heat of August. At the same time, thinking just a little bit about the timing, many of the county fairs in Indiana and other celebrations pretty much have played out by the end of July and that part of the summer. And so this offers sort of an early fall, if you will, for Paoli.
Yeah, you know, I think it's actually right after our schools go back into session. So in some ways, I think it provides an opportunity to celebrate the beginning of a season and to not feel like, you know, everyone's just heading back into work, but rather that there are still events that are very much about coming together as a community and giving everybody that kind of jump start on their year. And also after the first week of school, everyone's going to need to just maybe blow off a little steam. So
we've been talking with Jordana Greenberg of the Paoli Fest, August 9th and 10th. August 9th, gates open at 5. August 10th at 11 a.m., and that's the J.C. Park there in Paoli. Youth area, jams, demos, movement arts, workshops, music, art, food. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.